Hello, welcome to GCSE Bite Size with me, Chris Smith, and with Ben Vowsler. We're from The Naked Scientists. Now, in this podcast, we're looking at energy, which comes in many different forms. But what actually is energy, Ben?
Well, doing virtually anything requires converting energy from one type to another. So, for example, a car converts chemical energy into movement energy. Now, energy is one of the things in the universe that we say is conserved. That means you can't create energy or even destroy it, but you can store it or convert it into other forms.
So what types of energy are there?
Well, there are the types of energy that are moving or doing something, such as movement energy, which is the energy things have by moving and is called kinetic energy. Sound energy is the energy in vibrations in the air or in other substances. There's heat energy, which is the energy that makes things warm, and that's the microscopic vibrations of atoms and molecules. And there's light energy, which you can feel warming you up on a hot day, or use it to see with. You can't always see it, though, as there are different types of electromagnetic radiation, such as visible light, X-rays, radio waves, and microwaves.
And how can we store energy?
Well, essentially what you do is push an object against a force, like gravity, or against a spring or magnetism, and then you lock it there somehow. So when you release the object, it will move and release the energy that you put in to begin with.
So how can you store energy using gravity?
If you lift up a weight and put it on a shelf, you've stored some energy as gravitational potential energy. If the weight then falls down, it releases that energy as the movement energy of the falling weight. Similarly, if you squash a spring or stretch a piece of elastic, you've stored elastic potential energy, which you can release by letting go.
Now, you mentioned that you can store energy using magnetism just now, so how does that work?
Well, if you hold two magnets apart that will attract each other, or if you hold two repelling magnets together, you're storing magnetic potential energy, and when you let go, they'll either snap together or fling apart, releasing all that energy. In the same way, if you have a charged balloon and you hold it near an oppositely charged balloon, or squash some extra charge onto one end of an electric circuit, you're storing electrical energy, which you can release by letting go of the balloon or letting the charge flow around the circuit. This could release the energy into a light bulb, a motor, or your TV.
So what other forms of stored energy are there?
Well, there's chemical potential energy, which is stored in fuel, food, batteries, etc., and that can be released by a chemical reaction like burning or respiration. Then there's nuclear potential energy, which is stored in the nuclei of atoms themselves, which can be released in nuclear reactions in a power plant or from radioactive elements.
Now, you say that we can't destroy energy, so why do people keep going on the news about us running out of it?
Well, although you can't destroy energy, you can convert it into a less useful form. And the least useful form of energy is heat. So most energy will eventually end up as heat. For example, if you drag your brother across the floor, most of the energy you will have used will go into warming up the floor and his trousers. But some of the energy will go into the sound energy as he scrapes along the ground.
So in one process, like dragging your brother across the floor, you can convert one form of energy into several forms, not just one.
Oh yeah, and this will always happen to some extent. In any conversion, some energy will be converted into a less useful form. For example, a conventional light bulb will convert some energy into the useful visible light, but most of its energy will be converted into heat. The proportion of the energy that is converted into something useful is called the efficiency. So something that's very efficient converts most of the input energy into something useful, whereas something that's inefficient wastes a lot of energy.
How do you actually work out how efficient something is?
Well, because efficiency is the proportion of energy that ends up being useful, you work it out by dividing the amount of useful energy you got out by the total energy you put in. Efficiencies are normally converted into a percentage, so you can then just multiply by 100%. So if we go back to the light bulb, energy can be measured in joules. So imagine a particular light bulb is supplied with 50 joules of energy. 5 joules of that is converted into light, but 45 joules are converted into heat. 5 joules of energy was useful, and we divide that by the 50 joules of energy we started with, which gives us an efficiency of 0.1. Multiply it by 100% to give only a 10% efficiency.
Thanks, Ben. So that's energy and how we convert it from one form to another. In part two, we'll look in more detail at one of those forms, and that's heat.